Hi everyone, Samian here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Hubert. This is the second video I'm going to make with his more than generous donation. A while back I was listening to Mr. Ballin, a mystery YouTube channel, and the title of his video popped out immediately, and I had to listen to it. It's called Blue-Haired Woman Terrifies Authorities. I immediately clicked on it. The story's about a blue-haired 54-year-old woman named Sandra Hughes, then moved from a blue state of Hawaii and moved to California. She had been married twice before, but both of her relationships had ended in tears, cat pee, and boxed wine. She also never had any children, so her life was already tragic, before her trip into the woods. She studied wilderness survival in college, and Mr. Ballin says that she was incredible at it. Well, not that incredible based on what happened to her. Her dream was to become a park ranger one day, but instead, she ended up becoming an accountant. Clearly, many women go for safe office environments instead of jobs that are dirty, dangerous, and difficult. When COVID started, she went into nature around the Sierra National Forest and decided to go on a solo camping trip. She set up a camping site alone in a dangerous and isolated area with lots of cougars and bears. 6 days later, hikers found her tent site in Johnson Meadows, all torn up and destroyed. Her backpack looked like it had been dumped and emptied. Was she kidnapped? The hikers called the sheriff's office and they searched her campsite and found Sarah's ID and opened an official missing person investigation report and conducted a search for her with hundreds of people. But they didn't find anything. About a week later, they found her vehicle wrecked at the bottom of a ravine. That didn't really make any sense either, because if something had happened to her at her campsite, then why was her car down there? There was also a sighting of her 2 days after she went missing. Some hikers saw a woman standing off on her own in a field, barefoot. She was wearing a black shirt and blue jeans. The hikers then saw the missing persons flyer and said that she'd actually had a bruise on her head. At this point, the sheriffs thought that she had some sort of cognitive impairment from a car crash and was just wandering around the woods. It's possible that happened 5 miles away from her campsite. Maybe she left her camp to buy something and that the camp was tore up by animals or someone else while she wasn't there. The thing is, the sheriffs are using reason and rationality to explain what happened to her. But if you've been around women long enough, then you know that most of the time their motivations and actions defy conventional wisdom. You have to assume they did all the wrong, most bizarre behaviors and work your way back from there. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the blue-haired Smurf lady lost in the woods Clown World show. So Sandra Hughes, the woman that dyed her hair blue before she went on a trip, was actually a strong and empowered woman in a wilderness area. At this point, the theory was that she got in a car accident, and then when they found her car, someone had pulled stuff out of her car and threw it all over the place, in a very similar way to her campsite. The sheriffs thought she was hurt and that her cognitive abilities were impaired, and that she was lost in the woods. That would make sense, and that a bear or some other random human had ransacked her camp while she was gone. All of that makes perfect sense. More hikers actually saw Sandra on July 12th, a week after her car was found, about 2.5 miles from the vehicle, and they saw her, and when the authorities returned the next day, they found her sleeping bag there. The hiker said she was wearing a black top and blue jeans. After that, things kind of get murky, with no physical evidence. 3 weeks later, hunters said they actually saw a woman on the hillside in the trees leaning up against one of them, staring into the distance and not responding to their calls. The hunters were roughly 10 to 15 feet away from her, and she kept staring off into that distance. She also had blue hair, and she didn't seem to see them. She was also noticeably thinner than at the time she went missing, and apparently she was wearing a floral t-shirt and overalls. At first I thought they probably made it up, and the sheriffs were pretty much done at this point, and figured it was a cold case, and that they would never see her again. Here's what I think happened. She left her campsite to buy some biodegradable and environmentally friendly tampons. She saw a squirrel in the middle of the road and swerved off of it and into the ravine below. She wanted to avoid harming another living being. After the accident, she was in shock and found her way out of the vehicle. And it was in the middle of the night, so she didn't actually know which way the road was. But instead, she headed north away from it in shock. I think it's quite likely that she was in shock for weeks, yes, you can be in shock that long. So she grabbed the sleeping bag and headed in the wrong direction because of cognitive impairments. The hikers that saw her said she actually had a wound on her head. Some people also suggested that she was kidnapped and that the campsite and car crash were staged to make it confusing for the cops. But why would someone kidnap a 54-year-old Smurfette? Maybe Bigfoot needed a mate. But that still doesn't explain why people kept on seeing her. There are also stories about feral people dressed in white that could have done it, that live in those mountain ranges. The story gets even weirder at this point, and reminded me of something that happened to those 8 feminists that climbed a mountain and froze to death on it because of equality. A year later, a family showed up driving around where Sarah went missing and went up to this place called Shut Eye Peak. They stop with their kids for a food break, and one of their boys sees a woman in a black shirt and blue jeans and blue hair standing in the clearing, and he has a conversation with her. But the only person that can see her is the 3-year-old boy. The parents ask who he's talking to, and he says a lady, and then she's out there and that she needs their help. They don't see anyone. He says he's lying face down, her legs are straight up in the air, and she needs their help because she's dead. This kid is the feminist ghost whisperer and probably tells people he sees blue-haired feminist women all the time. This freaked out his family so much that they left the forest. Victoria, the wife, would actually post that story on social media the next day, and then the sheriff's office reached out to them after seeing it. They showed pictures of Sandra Hughes to the kid and pictures of other women, and he identified her correctly. No one knows what to make of it. They could have simply made it all up on social media for attention. The same with the hunters, because we're in an attention-based economy. This is similar to the 8 feminists on a mountain story. The men in that case went out to rescue them, and they heard women's voices outside their tent after the women were all dead. One guy commented that the voice could have actually been from one of the women that might have been still alive at that point, because she was found under a pile of other women's bodies, or femsicles to stay warm. Femsicles! But I don't think so. I think that there are things like spirits or residual emotional energy, and I've had enough weird experiences in my life to know that such things exist. It's horrifying to think that many older guys that have their wives die see their apparition nagging them to mow the lawn and do things around the house after they're long gone. The poor guys can't say anything about it in public because people will think they're crazy. It's a scary thing to think that women can continue to nag you even when they're no longer around. That's my version of a horror story. Kids also seem more receptive to stories like this one. The moral of the story is always travel outside of civilization with a GPS locator beacon. Always run over small furry animals on the road instead of swerving off of it. If it's a big animal like a bear or a moose, drive slowly, so you have time to stop before hitting it. Also avoid hiking and camping alone in desolate areas, regardless of if you're a male or a female. I wouldn't have taken such risks as a single man, let alone a single female. Also, if you drive in areas where the road is narrow and windy, and there is certain death all around you with no cell phone service, sometimes having a satellite phone in your car isn't a bad idea. Years ago, when I went to Australia on a small bus tour, the guide made sure that we all knew where the phone was and how to use it. My experience dealing with women that have had outdoors experiences that they can usually receive all the training in the world. But the moment they aren't surrounded by men anymore and have to do things for themselves, most of the time it flies out the window. The story of Sandra Hughes is probably even stranger than I described. Maybe she was suicidal or she had some sort of mental breakdown and she trashed her own campsite to make it look like someone had kidnapped her and pushed her car into the ravine and did it all for the attention. Then miscalculated how long she could survive in the wild and eventually died because of the elements. All that so she could concoct some story to get attention on social media. If that's the case, then it worked because the Mr. Ballin video already has over 3 million views. So mission accomplished if that was the point, you blue-haired smurf. I wouldn't be surprised if someone finds her remains in a few years after they get feasted on by some coyotes. Another moral to this story is don't travel on terrain you don't know after living in Hawaii for most of your life. And expect to be successful as a wilderness person after you've been an accountant for most of your days. She probably didn't assess the risk that she was under properly. What do you guys think happened to Sandra Hughes? Let me know in the comments section below. We'll probably never know what happened completely in her case. She's not exactly dead, but how long can a 53-year-old accountant with blue hair live out in the wilderness eating berries before Bigfoot devours her? I don't care how much women take wilderness training courses and even go hunting with their male family members, it's a completely different ball of wax when they're all alone in the middle of nowhere. I'm a guy the last time I checked, and even I wouldn't take the risk of traveling out in the middle of nowhere hiking to some remote area all alone. I enjoy going on road trips by myself, but rarely veer off paved roads for long, and only occasionally enter areas where there's no cell phone coverage. The last thing I need is another kidney stone attack in the middle of nowhere. That's why I also travel with a few days worth of morphine and Oxycontin, as well as a GPS locator beacon. I never camp in a place with tons of bears and cougars all alone as a man, so I have zero sympathy for Smurf Lady. Her family should have talked her out of it, but they didn't. I also find it interesting that men tend to exaggerate the risks of going on a wilderness journey, while the women underestimate what's actually happening. I have a friend that went camping with a bunch of fellow teachers, all females, and he was shocked that they didn't bring enough food on a camping trip and kept trying to take all of his. That's probably what happened to Sandra. She was probably hungry and left her camp to go get more food. And her blood sugar dropped, and she drove like a maniac, and that might have contributed to her running off the road. It boggles my mind that many women have a hard time dealing with the basics of survival. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Hubert for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Sandra got smashed by Mother Nature. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the camping cougars that get lost in the woods and then get eaten by real cougars away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.